This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain, unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Going to talk to the founder and the guy who basically runs InvestUSA.org, although I think his wife has a little bit to do with it, too. But he's the guy out front anyway. Joining me now from InvestUSA.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Now, recently, the House finally managed to have this enough people voted the same way in the Republican sort of held House to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Tell me your thoughts on this one.
Well, it's interesting, Bill. They only have one vote majority to get this bill passed through the impeachment. But they did. It won by one vote. Sent it over to the Senate. Senate has not even acknowledged it yet, much less scheduled it for debate as to whether the they could ignore it if they so choose. But the problem is, of course, remember, you don't have a removal from office unless you have a conviction. They only have an impeachment from the House and no conviction in the Senate. And you remember, to get a conviction in the Senate, you have to have two-thirds of senators voting to convict. That's 67 senators had to vote to convict. Remember, you have 51 Democrats. You have 49 Republicans. If you could get, I don't even think you'll get all 49 Republicans. But if you could get all 49 Republicans, I doubt very seriously you'll get a single Democrat. So it is not projected to pass in the Senate. So what does it mean? It means just that Mayorkas now has the distinction of being one of the first cabinet members to be impeached in over 100 years. But practically, does it mean anything? Absolutely not. The question is, do you think that it will send a signal to the Biden administration that their projection of what they're doing is wrong and needs to be changed? Quite frankly, Bill, they've done that for years. They don't care. They don't care about the American people. They don't care about the crime, the illegal immigrants, the terrorists, the fentanyl, the human sex trafficking, and on I can go down the list of things that are pouring across our borders right now because of illegal immigrants and open borders. They just don't care. You say, why don't they care? There's too much at stake for them. You remember, for the administration, for all these illegals coming across, they produce a mail-in ballot board for them. Even though we have no idea where they're landing, we've got a name that we can put on a ballot, stuff a ballot box somewhere, so they benefit from that. They benefit from the fact that their policies work well for the drug cartels. Open borders, that's how they get all the drugs run across, undetected. So they're getting plenty of financial contributions, shall we say, to come back into the Democratic National Committee, National Party, and his candidates. So they are very much business-wise in tune to keep what they consider a good thing going for them. Is it good for America? Absolutely not. We can go from one tip of America, New York, down to California. In New York, you have a merging partnership now of gangs from MS-13 to the Latinas in Venezuela to other gangs that are now all working together to control the areas that they're at. What do they do by control? Does it mean they just rob people more often? These gangs are the kind that torture people, that murder people just for the thrill of it. These people are hideous, and that's being kind. But yet they're dominating our landscape across the country. They're even going so far as to attack police officers, NYPD. Not just a single police officer, but police officers, two or three, together. They're attacking them. Gangs of 12, 13, 15, beyond. So that's one of the first things you've got as a benefit to this illegal immigration. You've got your San Francisco Board of Elections that has now placed an illegal immigrant, Kelly Wong, on its board. Why is it important to talk about this? The Board of Elections decides who gets to vote. So now we're getting, according to her, she wants to make sure every illegal immigrant can have the right to voice their opinion and to have representation. You know, the whole basis of this country and its constitution, you have to be a citizen of this country if you're going to participate in its elections and determine who has the right to make our laws and determine the future of our country. They're throwing that out the door. Congress is now debating a bill that says that people can come join our military and not be citizens. They can just join our military, and if they do so, we'll grant them citizenship. What are they saying on the benefits of that? Well, let's talk about it for a second. The problem is we've missed our recruiting goals by over 30% over the last 2 years. So they're trying to say, well, let's just get other people to be willing to fight our wars.
Mm.
You know, it never works. It turns out very well. You can ask the Romans. You can ask empires over history. Never worked out too well that way. Why? If you're not a citizen and have an allegiance and loyalty to the country that you represent, you're certainly not going to die for it when it comes to battle. We have jurisdictions across this country that are now saying, especially in Detroit, in New York and others, why don't you just go ahead and become a law enforcement officer? You don't have to be a citizen. Just come on in here, we'll let you be a cop, and then after serving for a while, we may grant you citizenship. Now, how am I supposed to let you be a cop and enforce laws? And first of all, you're illegally here to begin with. You're breaking the law before you've ever even started wearing a badge to enforce it. Makes absolutely no sense, Bill. This is where we're headed in the question that you raised with Mayorkas. We all know that it's not just him that's the problem. It's the policy of the administration. But yet they're willing to see how bad it's affecting their poll numbers. Worst polling numbers of presidents ever had in history. Worst polling numbers of a vice president. Nobody supports his agenda. 87% of the population thinks this country's headed in the wrong direction. But yet they're doing it anyway. You would think with those kind of numbers, they would run out in the street and holler, stop. We need to change, turn around and go exactly the opposite direction. They don't care. Why? They only care about themselves. Now, I'll throw this out there, be able to drive that point home. This administration can ask for billions of dollars for Ukraine, Israel, but other locations, and yet not put a dime into providing security for the American people. This administration can tell the military, I want you to house 46,000 to 48,000 illegal immigrants. Yet we could have 23,000 homeless veterans who have fought, served, many of them paid with a tremendous sacrifice, PTSD, lost lives, and other things. Yet nope, we don't care about them. They have to sleep in the streets. But we do care about those illegal immigrants. I thought this was mind-boggling. They had a investigative reporter go up into New York, talk to a Spanish couple, and just wanted to go through the process. How did you get here? How's it benefiting you? We live in this hotel. Oh, nice. Maid service every day. How much do they charge you? Nothing.
Well,
oh, I see. So how do you get food? We get $9,000 a month.
Wow.
In assistance.
Hang on for me, if you will. I'll let you finish this on the other side. This is coming straight off of InvestUSA.org. Michael Letts will be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. One of the bad parts about doing a radio show is when you have to interrupt your guest when he's on a roll. Do you want to pick that up where you left off? Or
I'll pick up and give a little context for those that are just coming into the show.
Right.
Talking about all the difficulty with illegal immigrants. We were just talking about was an investigative reporter that went to New York and asked a Spanish couple that had come across the border illegally and from Mexico into the U.S. how that was working out for them. And here was a response. They asked, where are you living? She pointed to a hotel. Oh, I see. You get maid service? Sure do, every day. How much is it costing you? It's free. How do you buy food? We get $9,000 in supplemental payments from the government to help with our transition. We can do that. It ought to make every red-blooded American as mad as a hornet to think that we can spend your tax dollars to take care of those who are here illegally, who've never done a thing for this country, whose forefathers have never fought, died for the freedoms of this country. We won't do anything for them, but for the illegal immigrants, we'll pour your tax money into making sure that they're comfortable. We're even kicking kids in New York out of school so we can use their facilities to house illegal immigrants. What has this nation become, Bill? I mean, are we being led by the most idiotic, stupid people in the world? Is that who we elect as our elected officials?
So,
Twitter is the parent right now.
Where is this money coming from? Which fund? Because I'm not aware of them passing a law to do this.
Oh, well, it's very simple. Federal government works that way. They have the Department of Health and Human Services. They give out supplemental aid, kind of like Medicare,
right.
Medicaid. They divert money. They have the Pentagon. Oh, well, in your defense budget, you just divert money from military assets, from training, whatever needed. No wonder why we have a 30% drop in recruitment.
Mm.
And you spend that money on housing with illegal immigrants. You see, when you have a corrupt, and I'm going to call it like it is, a corrupt administration, they put in corrupt leaders of all these agencies, the Secretary of Defense, the Director of Health and Human Services, et cetera, the Director of HUD. And what do? Instead of saying spend the money like Congress allocated it for the benefit of the American people, they just issue directives. Cut money from here, cut money from there, and spend it on the fallen project instead. Never get congressional approval. They do it because they think they're above the law. And quite frankly, the sad part about it, Bill, is it demonstrated that they are above the law right now. Every one of them needs to be tried for dereliction of duty.
So, let's see. That's $108,000 a year they're getting in supplemental payments.
Yep.
Not quite. I don't know what percentile that would put them in. What is the median salary in the United States today? I can't remember.
Well, oh, shoot. They're in the top percent. You're talking about median for the nation. Now, what they would argue is, well, you know, it takes a lot of money to live in New York. Probably true. I wouldn't necessarily argue that. But it's not my responsibility to pay for them to live, period.
Yep.
When do we get to the point where I have to work so that you can live, Bill? That was never what this Constitution was founded on.
You know, on a regular basis, I get out there and I yearn for the immigration system they have in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. What you ought to yearn for is run down to Mexico, walk across the river, and then come in here and say, okay, I'm here, I'm illegal. Where are all my benefits? Well, boy, they'll come out of the woodwork for you, Bill.
I'm half British. Would that work? I mean, would I be able to walk across and go, I'm half British. I need my 9K.
I'm thinking that every American should just say, look here, we all came over from some other place at some point in time,
right,
during our heritage.
Right.
So we all need to deserve $9,000 a month.
I mean, if we're going to run
you know,
some
free
debt,
health care and everything else.
Big debt. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
But see, we were just talking about money they give them for food, though. We were talking about the medical. You know, I mean, hey, they take care of them. The emergency room doesn't charge them. You get sick, you got a cold, just go to the ER. They'll give you some drugs. Don't cost a dime. They have got it made. Why would you not want to come here, Bill? And if you get caught, by the way, remember, we have sanctuary cities.
Right.
So the federal government can't kick you out. Say a city or state government might pop you on the head, you get a $50 fine or something, which you'll pay for with tax money anyway. But other than that, you're good.
I don't know. Well,
utterly ridiculous.
$9,000 a month. Yeah, you'd be good. I would imagine that would be. So, well, let's see. I'm waiting for them to declare all of that unused office space. They're going to have to, and I don't know how that'll work if they're giving away free housing and that, because they're already pretty much in a doom loop in New York City, right?
That's correct. And interesting you should mention it, because they are discussing that now. That's not just kind of hearsay. That's actual fact.
Oh.
They are considering taking all the unused office space, all the vacancies, and turning them into shelters for these illegal immigrants. The question is, you know, if I own office space, even if it's not being leased right now, I still hope to get it leased because I need to make money. I got to pay the mortgage. I got to pay the light bill. Who's going to do all that?
Are they going to mandate that it become housing?
Well, you know how the government works. They have the right of eminent domain.
Oh.
So in other words, I'm going to try to convince you, Bill, that you should donate your office space to allow anyone to live in there. But if it doesn't work out that way, then I might have to say, okay, how much were you going to charge per month? We'll pay it.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking along the lines of what just happened to Trump in New York City, and I'm just wondering which businessmen are going to get out there and actually, somebody's going to have to maintain these buildings, right? If they move them in, even if they move them in, they're going to have to, somebody's going to have to do something with them, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Here's the disgusting thing. They just did a survey of the hotels. This is nationwide, especially in the New York area.
Right.
They're booming. You say, why are they booming? Is there all these great tourists coming? No. They're booming because the government is paying for every room they can get to house illegal immigrants. But here's the downside. The illegal immigrants there, nobody else wants to stay there. So they're losing business by droves of people like you and I that are coming to town for a night or two. They're trying to find some other place because all the other rooms are being rented out by illegals. Nobody wants to be in the same area. They're scared for their safety.
Yeah.
So we're getting, as you can see, to be like communists. The government owns everything. They own all the buildings. They own all the housing. They tell you where to sleep. They tell you where not to sleep. This is how fastly we are approaching that philosophical ideology. And quite frankly, it's the Democrats that have been pushing this, and now we're getting served what they wanted.
Right. All right. Hang on for me, if you will. You can find what Mr. Letts does at investusa.org. Well over 12,000 vests that he knows of that he has given to law enforcement on him just to keep them safe. Well over 12,000. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about some of those police right now that aren't being protected by the chain of command as well. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Authorities report that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. The remains were discovered last week in a wooded area near the university. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop.
play in politics, and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
House GOP members do not believe the bill goes far enough. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says the proposed merger could lead to increased consumer prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Talking to Michael Letts, InvestUSA.org. Michael is a law enforcement veteran, so whenever he sees things happening to law enforcement, he pays very special attention. Let's talk about in New York, where I'm wondering who's going to keep going out on these calls to these housing areas when they sort of get beat up a lot, and then they don't have any chain of command taking care of them, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, let's talk about how bad both issues are that you raise. First of all, of course, you know, the officers now are being assaulted. And not just on a single officer that walked into the wrong neighborhood. We're talking about pairs of officers, people that are in 2 and 3s are being attacked by gangs of 11, 12, 15, illegal immigrants. And here's what the FBI just released. Okay, this is not Michael Letts. This is the FBI. This is the federal government. Of course, you got to beat it out of them and get them. They don't want to share this information, but they now know for a fact that MS-13, La Tierra, and other violent, very violent gangs are now merging together across the country to create a criminal network because they can come in for free. Illegal immigration has allowed thousands of them to come into this country. So you've got these illegal immigrants. In fact, that's what happened in New York. You had illegal immigrants that were members of gangs. Assault officers. So what did we do? We had a district attorney that said, oh, I'm not sure that I can recognize their faces even though they're on video. You can sit there with the picture and see it's the same person standing before the judge. Since we're not sure, we're not going to require any bond. Go ahead and let them go. We'll come back at a later date where we are sure. Now, what happened with that? There was such an outrage across the country. He came back, oh, guess what? We're sure. Of course, by then they had already gone. They had already been released. They gave the finger to the cameras as they were walking out and fingered America and got on buses and went across the country. Fortunately for us, 3 of them have been picked up so far, and we're searching for the other ones to bring them back. But so you've got gangs, illegal immigrants attacking law enforcement. So what is the city's position. I understand now that Mayor Adams, Eric, and I knew Eric for a long time. Eric used to be the captain, or a captain, at NYPD, okay? So he has law enforcement background, quite a number of years of it. But then he became a politician. That's what sucks. He became the mayor. And so what does he decide to do with the problem that we were just talking about, all these illegal immigrants? Well, since we can't find the money to house them, to feed them, to clothe them, and everything else, we're going to have to take more out of the city budget. So I'm going to propose, this is his proposal for next year, that we reduce the police force by 6,000 officers. He wants to cut 6,000 cops' jobs next year to be able to free up the money to take care of the illegal immigrants. Now, here's the problem that you've got, Bill. You have 38,000 officers initially at high capacity in New York. We lost roughly over 10,000 of those officers in the last 2 years from vaccine or COVID vaccination mandates to defund the police movement, to budget cuts, et cetera. So you took it down from 38,000 down to roughly 27,000. You've got another 2,000 that have left in the last year. You're down to 25,000. Now you're going to take another 6,000 more out of there. You're down to roughly 20,000, half of your police force. What do you think is going to happen to what's left of New York? That's what's left, because it's crumbling fast. It's going to be Gotham City. You're no longer going to be able to go as a citizen to New York City. You're going to have to go as a mafia leader or as a criminal network, because that's all that's going to be left there. That is the most ridiculous proposal I have ever heard of. You should be doubling your law enforcement, not cutting it by 6,000.
How bad is it in New York as far? I mean, do those guys get paid anything for some of the, or is that all based on the cost of living in New York City?
It's based on the cost of living in New York City. That's why when you and I said, wow, $9,000 a month, sounds wild to you and me, but New York is so high. Your officers get paid $70,000-$80,000 a year,
right,
which is double what they would get paid in South Carolina or other states in the South. Cost of living is so high. But still, there are $70,000-$80,000. Doesn't put them on Rodeo Drive. It doesn't give them much to deal with. And then when they look at all the circumstances that are occurring now, the fact that they're not getting paid much, defund the police has presented a negative image so effectively across the country that their profession is no longer respected or revered. The fact that they're being targeted, and quite frankly, that is what has occurred. They're being targeted with either assaults or assassinations, or whenever there is an incident, it's automatically their fault. They are guilty until proven innocent. They just decide it's not worth it anymore, Bill. When you get to a country that no longer has law and order, you don't have a country. And that's where we're headed to begin with in the state of New York. And it will matriculate out throughout the country if we allow it to continue to move forward.
Is New York going to be able to come back from this? Because they got a lot of
money.
I'm looking at it, and the one thing that I would have thought would have been the saving grace was people going, well, you know, we could still invest in New York, but now they've sort of chilled that one out.
Right. And quite frankly, here's what's happening on the economic side with New York. You've got these crazy decisions with Trump to go after somebody where there's been no complaints. No fraud, defrauding, no loss of money, nothing. Nobody is complaining about anything. It's just they didn't like his politics, so they went after him, bringing in $400 million judgments for what they view as fraud when they couldn't prove any of it. And other businesses are saying, do I want to subject myself to that same kind of possibility? I didn't even know it's going to happen, but that kind of possibility. The answer is no. And then you add on top of that, plus, do I want to be in an area that's unsafe? How am I going to get employees to come here and move here to come work for me when they're fearful for their fate of their family?
Yeah.
I'm not. And so it's all beginning to unravel very quickly. It's flooded with illegal immigrants. And their educational system is going downhill. How can it not go downhill when you're taking kids out of schools and replacing them with illegal immigrants and they're telling them to study at home instead?
Yeah.
You see, they are going down a path that leads to their own destruction. I've had people tell me jokingly, good, that's New York. Let it happen in New York. The problem is, usually things that happen in one area of the country, if left unchecked, find a way of matriculating themselves across to the rest of the states. So we don't ever want that to happen anywhere else. We don't want it to happen in New York. To answer your initial question, is it reversible? Yes, with strong leadership. Do I see that as strong leadership? I see that as strong leadership in a presidential candidate, Donald Trump. He's the only one I see that has enough backbone to stand up and put up with the crap that they're giving to try to bring this country back to greatness again. And part of greatness is simply very simple. It's common sense, Bill.
Yeah.
You don't let people come into a country who you don't know who they are. You don't know whether they're terrorists, whether they're criminals, whether they're drug lords. What business do you have letting them cross our border, be a part of our country? They have no business being here. And that's why it's going to require military effort to ask them. Round everybody up that's here illegally. No, we're not going to have firing squads. We're just going to round everybody up and say, I need to know your background. If you are a criminal, you better be scared. If you're not, we'll figure out what to deal with you after that.
Yeah. Headed into the next break, when we get back, I'm going to ask Mr. Letts a question, because this is a guy that has worn a gun professionally. So this question will be poignant, because I just want his opinion on it. And this is all based upon a local event that has happened here where I live. And that, when we get back, InvestUSA.org is the website. This is where Mr. Letts has given away well over 12,000 protective vests. High quality, the type these guys can work in all day and still be protected. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. But now we're going to go into the part of it where we go off script, because I'm going to pick his brain for some expertise here, get his opinion. So, Michael, I don't know if you heard about this, but the other day here in my locale at a secondhand bookshop, which just happens to be where I went to get my turntable, because they're one of the ones that sell them here in town, because I just recently got back into vinyl, we had a mass stabbing earlier this week, and dude stabbed three people.
Relative. I did hear about it.
You did hear about it? 37-year-old dude, probably in a lot better shape than I am. It doesn't matter. He's 32 years younger than I am, so... right away, disparity of force is present, but no matter what anybody else believes. So as I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I'm, you know, now whenever I think about training against somebody that's going to try to knife you, I think about the Tuller drill, the 21-foot rule.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So with that, my thought is that when I do get the weapon out, although I do know to move laterally, and I do circle something as he's coming in at me, because letting him come at me linearly means he's going to get to me.
Correct.
I'm thinking, what do I want to hit him with? Because I'm going to be going to guns. I'm not going to go, I have studied Jeet Kune Do, Wing Chun, Yi Shin Ryu, and Taekwondo. I'm not going to be fighting him hand to hand.
Only do that if you don't have any other armaments.
Right. So I'm going to be going to guns, and heretofore, up to this moment, I have been carrying primarily Glocks, Glock 9mm. And then this past weekend, I did something, and this was just on a lark. This was just going to be something I did just to see, because I was thinking about, what if you're in the woods and you run up on a bear? What kind of a gun would you want? So the guns that I was considering, that I was taking practice with, was a Ruger Super Blackhawk 44 Magnum and a Glock 20 10mm.
Those are excellent weapons.
Yep. So as I'm doing it, as I'm going through that stuff, I realize, well, you know, the 44 Magnum, I can handle that all day. That's not an issue. And then as I'm going with the 10, as I get... See, the thing is, I start out trying to shoot to hit a specific point.
Right.
But then as I shoot, I get all kinds of happy, and then I start shooting faster. And I realize that I could shoot the 10 millimeter and have four pieces of brass in the air at one time.
Oh, yeah, that's now, very effective.
Yeah, now this was practice ammo. It was not the Underwood or the Black Hill ammo or anything else. But I have shot that stuff, and I realize I can handle that as well. So after I had a conversation with this tactical pistol instructor I know, Super Dave Harrington out of Florida, he was already on this. He was already tracking this way. So I took the gun, the 10-millimeter gun, to the guy who built it for me, which is a guy named Roger Ward out of Easley, South Carolina. It's actually built on a Poly 80 frame because I prefer the Poly 80 frame to the Glock frame.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And,
I do as well.
Yeah. So he's putting a dot on it, and he's making me a holster that'll ride high and tight, close to the body on the outside, and an inside the waistband holster. I think I'm going to start carrying the 10 millimeter.
I think it's a wise move.
Now,
you know, he's back to the old days. Now I'm going to date myself, okay?
Right.
It used to be that we carried 45s.
Right.
And you say, why would you carry a 45 caliber 1911 45? Because that pistol was built with one reason in mind, stopping power.
Right.
Okay, you know, it wasn't so much made to pierce and go through and take 10 other people out that are standing behind it. It was made to hit person in front of you and knock them to the ground. Stopping power. That's what it was all about. The same principle here. It's stopping power. It's not penetrating or stopping power. Because you want to make sure you've got a load that, you know, when I hit you, I don't have to worry about the second shot. I take you down. That's what I'm loving about what you're saying. You've got stopping power, and that's why it's so important to make sure that you have stopping power versus the modern technology, shall we say, of lighter rounds that can penetrate but don't do as much damage.
Yeah, I had some people saying, oh, Bill, you're going to be having all this over-penetration. Well, I'm going to be – I've never had to shoot anybody in self-defense. But if I do have to shoot somebody, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for rapid deanimation. I want them to stop moving.
Correct.
So with that, that's why I'm looking at the 10.
And I think that's a very well used, just for the one issue we talked about.
Right.
You want stopping power. Folks, that's where it's at. If you don't have an arm that can stop on the first round, and that person keeps approaching and coming after you, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You have to be able to stop a threat as quickly as possible. That's the key rule. And that means stopping power. And so you have to be able to fire and be reasonably accurate. When I call it reasonably accurate, you can't just hit it grazing on an arm or something. But if you hit body mass, set of body mass,
right.
That one projectile needs to be able to spread enough. It doesn't necessarily go through him, but it spreads enough to knock him on his head. And that's what you do.
Well, what I think I'm going to do, and the guy who built the gun for me, he carries a Glock 20 on a daily basis, and he loads his magazines. Every other round is a penetrator, and every other round is a man stopper.
There you go. That's key.
Yeah. And when I was talking to Super Dave, he was like, well, you know, if you get somebody that gets behind a barricade and you still got to stop him somehow, you know, this will overcome the barricade. But all I was thinking about is if somebody's coming at me at 21 feet away and they're fast, when I shoot them, if I have to shoot them to stop them, I need to arrest their momentum.
And that's the same reason why we were talking about that 45 caliber. Talking about, my mind goes back to bear hunting. You want to be able to hit and stop them dead in the tracks.
Right.
Because if you don't stop them dead in the tracks, you're going to be going dead in their tracks.
Yeah, yeah. The whole idea is to, and I mean, handgun rounds are very weak. Anyway.
Correct.
Compared to a rifle, they're very weak. They come out of a short barrel. They've tried to do something with the ballistics to make them a little more effective, but very weak alternative to a rifle. So I guess now I'm going to be carrying something. It weighs 2.2 pounds with a fully loaded magazine, 2 pounds, 2 ounces. which I haven't.
Can be dead.
I haven't compared that to my Glock 17 with a full complement. You know, I'm talking 15 rounds. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. So that's not a bad option in your opinion, then.
No, I think it's a great option. I think the greatest part of this conversation is people need to understand that especially when you're carrying a firearm for self-defense, there's a reason why you use the word self-defense. You need to make sure it's effective. And if it does not have stopping power, I have people all the time show me, look, what do you think about the little 380? What do you think of this and that? It's a great pea shooter, okay? But if you're in a serious situation, and remember now, a lot of people that are committing these crimes are taking something. They're on some kind of drugs half the time anyway.
Right.
You had better have stopping power, because if you don't have stopping power, you got irritating power. You're just going to make it matter, and the end result's not going to be pretty.
No. Yeah, that's one thing I will not consider a non-lethal. I will not consider a non-lethal. No, thank you. But
exactly.
Anyway. I just wanted to pick your brain on that. What do you carry? Well, now, I'm curious. What kind of gun do you carry? I know you do, so.
1911 45.
Really? Which one? Mm-hmm. Which one is your favorite?
I got a Colt.
Well, gosh. Series 80 or Series 70?
Series 80.
Yeah. People who carry 1911s normally know how to use them. That's the problem with anybody facing them, so.
Yeah, I tell people that if you see somebody draw with you with a 45, he probably got a pretty firm grip, and he's probably pretty accurate.
He's probably done it maybe once or twice.
Yes.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. InvestUSA.org is the website. That is where you can find Mr. Letts. Collaborations, you know, very, very, very appreciative of it, and, you know, once again, let Ms. Letts know that I appreciate her being able to handle my frequent reschedulings and cancellations and all the other stuff that I have to go through, that I drag you through as I'm going through it. So,
we enjoy, appreciate you, Bill. Appreciate what you're doing for this country, for your leaders, and for your listeners. God bless you. God bless America.
Very good. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.